Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
I think we're under attack.
I was gonna say that because of the attacks.
You see a sword come out of the back of the centurion.
Oh! Excuse me a moment. I must be unconscious.
I'm calling forth angry fungus.
All the houses are now stomping around, madly confused.
My property values!
There is a giant werecupine standing at the edge of the Vale.
This is fine.
I'm in a very good spot in my life right now, so I'm going to have to turn down your offer to be the ultimate tool of evil.
You will succumb, it is written.
I am a minion of Morrigu!
The giant ice dragon breaks into an immediate dive towards the gathering.
That was not the deal! I did not make a deal!
Who are you talking to, Blatt?
I'm talking... Oh, not gonna say it.
Morrigu?
Ah!
When the three stand on fields bled blue, and heaven splits the sky in two, one shall rise to claim his throne, and the earth shall be overthrown. Blatt out.
We return to the Valley of the Lost Kings. Acrid smoke rises from what is now a field of battle. A small army of shadowy and corporeal demonic forms are scrambling back from the Faystone at the center of the clearing. Egerton is at the bottom of a giant crater, and he's holding a bazooka. Darcy stands on the crater's edge, and they are both staring at Blatt, whose body is arched painfully backwards, high in the air above the Faystone. Lightning flashes, coming from his body and arcing out in every direction, and there is a smell one can only describe as carnage, mixed with ozone and the somewhat pleasant smell of roasting portobello. Time has slowed. It's as if we're staring at a frozen plateau, but then we realize that it hasn't stopped. Everyone is moving, but in extreme slow motion. Egerton's eyes are slowly widening, and his hand is reaching slowly towards the dull gray Faystone standing in the center of the field. But it's not a dull gray Faystone to Egerton. To Egerton, the mother of all the Fae, the stone is exploding with the most amazing light show of flashing lights and Fae music and screaming crowds. And suddenly, Egerton can see the lines of energy connecting him to so many forgotten places. But one of them stands out and calls to him.
Ah, is my little friend? Is my little friend Zapak?
The End of Time and Other Bothers. An improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Michael Howie, and Carter Siddle. Episode 48, An Unexpected Party.
Is that your friend?
What?
What's going on?
Hello, I've been experimenting with face stone technology, and I thought maybe I could find someone I could recognize. And it only took me several thousand attempts to find the familiar face. But now I remember you. I showed you where I got the special portal sticks.
I remember that. We were in the park. What are you doing here? How'd you get here?
Things got pretty bad in my era with the smoking and the erasing of all of reality, so I had to quickly use a portal to get back into a previous time period.
This is the most previous time period. That face stone is the first face stone.
No, I would explain why I couldn't get any further. I kept sort of bumping my head into an invisible wall, and I was like, hey, I should be able to go back further. I want to see early life, but I couldn't get back any further. I wanted to see a dinosaur. No dinosaurs were seen.
Look, we have demons, though. Lots of demons, lots of bad things happening here.
Oh, they are like the dinosaurs that wear pants.
Yes, they are.
Pants wearing dinosaurs.
Yes, and did you by chance bring a weapon of some kind, defensive weapon, with you that could help? Because there's a lot of them, and it feels like things are going to go real bad with my friend over there, and we could use some backup.
Do you like cherry fruit roll-ups? I have these. They look like a sheet of paper, but you can't write on it. But oh, it's yummy.
That sounds super practical, and I want to know all the details about it. But for now, do you think maybe, you know, you could help us? Could you pull us through the portal into somewhere safe, or, you know, toss something from the future through to us that we could use?
Oh, I'm so good to finally meet people that know that I can use portal technology, and no one usually believes me because my appearance is usually so bedraggled.
Yeah, but I was there with you when you used it, and I can see you right now, and you're coming out of the face stone, and you're the brightest light, and I guess that's because you're coming from the future, and that's somehow powering it through backwards time, which is then creating a loop, which is why it's so visible, and maybe why we're able to talk. But nonetheless, do you see that?
That's exactly right. You figured out exactly how I'm doing this right now. It's amazing.
Well, it turns out, I actually kind of, you know, created all of it by accident.
You created all? Oh, am I speaking to a god?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a god, but
are
if you wanted,
god? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you a god when you quite possibly be the god.
Well, I
thought the god might be taller, though. I'm sorry.
Gravity
is
here.
Is that heresy? What I just said?
Oh no, it's fine.
I did not mean to offend you, Oron.
It's okay.
Oh, do not smite
no,
me.
No, I'm not going to smite you.
I'm merely a portal person trying to get through multiple realities. Oh. Well, maybe that means I am a god. You
what?
Be a god, I be a god.
Okay.
Okay, come on through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, come on through.
All right, so I try and reach through out of the time loop quantum channel to grab at Darcy and Blatt.
And with that, Egerton pops out of existence, and the bazooka begins its very slow descent towards the bottom of the crater. And at the top of the crater, we see Darcy, her knees bending as she is dropping in achingly slow motion, her shoulders rounding, her gaze still up at the form of Blatt suspended in the air. And Darcy is overwhelmed with a memory of an earlier time.
Egerton, I did not cause the disaster of the Nexus. I don't know why everyone's blaming me. I don't think that was my fault. The whole golden apple thing and everything. I didn't know. I couldn't possibly have caused all this. This is Snagel. Snagel, I didn't cause all this, did I? This is crazy.
This device here did. So it's just whoever activated it. They should be the ones.
Oh, that was Darcy. I watched her do it.
No, but it could have been anyone. I mean,
yeah, it could have been, but it was you. We were all there, and we watched you. You were handing it over, and you pushed the thing, and then...
That would sort of be like throwing a grenade and then saying, well, I didn't do it. I just pulled the trigger.
But my...
Grenades don't have triggers.
Oh, sorry, I'm not very up with all of Blatt's, you know, weaponry. I've been trying to catch up.
What do you mean all of Blatt's weaponry?
Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to talk about that. Yeah, also back to the horrible disaster of the Nexus.
But, I mean, I couldn't possibly be responsible. I mean, I am the responsible one. Huh. Egerton and Blatt caused these sorts of things, but there's no way that... I'm sure that it just wasn't working correctly. Right. And so when I opened it, it got, you know, it turned around and twisted around. Maybe there was a mechanism inside that didn't work. And then all this happened, but I'm sure it's not...
I just want to go back to the whole responsible one.
Yes.
Because, you know, I sort of feel like... Egerton is our leader. Black has never done anything wrong.
When did you
did destroy the Nexus.
When did we decide Egerton was the leader? I don't remember that actually.
You said the hat.
Yeah.
The hat doesn't mean anything. The hat is just a symbol. We didn't actually decide
that you were
the leader.
It is a symbol of leadership.
But we didn't decide you were the leader. You decided you were the leader.
Well, yeah, because you were too busy letting the Shattering into the Nexus.
I sort of feel like I got in the middle of something. Here, I'm sorry.
I'm just holding you between us, so if she tries to hit me again, she hits you first.
Okay.
Maybe
I should have talked to you, Darcy. When Egerton, you know, explained to me that he's the leader of the group, you know, and thus he needed the upper bunks with the gold inlay. I just figured that was the truth.
You have gold inlay on your bunks?
Well, it's edible gold.
You don't now, actually, because they've been destroyed.
Well, by you when you dropped the apple and the Shattering came into the Nexus and destroyed everything
and all of our
friends.
Stop the order on your replacement bunk?
Oh, no. You got to get that requisition in.
Oh, I did. Okay, yeah,
okay good.
Okay. Woo, that was not a close sure one. Who I put it into because I think they're all dead.
We can't get a replacement bunk. We have to figure out how to fix what happened here. This very bad thing that has happened unintentionally.
Acceptance is an important step, Darcy.
You know, maybe we should get Moira. Moira's really good at, you know... No, that's a bad idea.
I think she...
I thought that through.
Okay.
Okay. What if I just get everyone a tea? You like tea, Darcy.
I do. I like tea.
I can go into town on the part of it that's still there and get us all a tea.
That would be nice.
Yeah, maybe.
Here I go! My feet work better if you put me down.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Here, and down you go.
Here we go. Off to get tea.
Whack sound from Darcy hitting Egerton.
Only seconds have passed back at the Valley of the Lost Kings. We are slowly circling Blatman, who has just finished uttering the words of the prophecy, but it's like someone else is speaking through him. He's unable to stop or have any control over what the body hanging in the air is doing, but it's as if he is disassociated from that body. Blatt realizes suddenly that some part of him is in the void still, and he is Blatt, not Blattman, even as he hears Blattman speaking in the distance. And before Blatt, a shining goddess is rising from the blackness itself, creating light out of the void. Her eyes shine with dark power, and dark strands that it might be hair are cascading out from her body in all directions. Her birth is glorious to behold, and around Blatt, portals are opening, and one in particular catches his eye.
Hello? Hello, I just started walking in this direction, and so I'm hoping that there's something here that's good? Hello? Maybe I'm experiencing something from my own past where I was alone. When was I alone? Well, I suppose I've been alone a lot of times. That's not so bad. I mean, before I was with the M goddess. Now I'm not! I'm alone. Though I think my body might be doing something. Wait. I'm not in my body. I feel like I'm in my body. But maybe this is just my consciousness? My soul? Do I have a soul? Does anyone have a soul? Could an ant have a soul? I suppose if a human could have a soul, then a demon could have a soul, then an ant could have a soul.
Cut to 4 days later.
All right, so I'm pretty sure then that an animal could have a soul, but perhaps a plant can't? But why do I think that? Must be some sort of prejudice.
Hello, Flat.
Just a moment. I'm always working this through. I think the prejudice is...
Hello, Blood.
Because plants don't have religion...
Blood.
...that I feel they can't have souls.
Blood.
That feels wrong. I may have to circle back around to this. Yes?
Hello. Do you remember me?
Oh, my heavens. Mrs. McGillicuddy, my old religious teacher?
Oh, Blood, it's been so long. How are you?
I'm sorry, the memory's a little dim. Did you teach us whether or not plants had souls?
Plants have souls? That's ridiculous, Blad. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. They're living things. Why can't they have souls? But a penguin can. I don't really understand the difference.
Well, neither did I, really. I just wanted to make a living, and so I taught all sorts of crazy things to children. None of it really made any sense to me or to you, I'm sure.
Are you telling me that my religious teacher didn't know the secrets of the afterlife?
Oh, my goodness. I just made up stories at night because I was so bored. I just sit there and write little things about people with beards and such. It was quite fun, and then I just tell them to the children.
But you often would make me feel so badly about myself due to my half-demonic heritage.
Well, that was my job as your elder, to make you feel badly about yourself.
I don't remember you saying that to any of the other children.
Oh, the other children were far better than you, Blat.
Oh, I see. It's rampant favoritism.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you were a half-demon. Such a strange character to have in my classroom. I don't think I'd ever met one before.
So, from what I'm understanding then, you really didn't like me that much, so why have you come to me now when I'm nothing but pure thought personified?
Well, Blat, it's because... I didn't really like myself very much either at that time.
Oh, now we're getting into it. Oh, and do tell, Mrs. McGillicuddy.
So then I projected that out to you, not liking you very much because you were different and I felt that I was very different because I wasn't a very good teacher, you know. I really didn't want to be a teacher.
You didn't want to be a teacher?
No, no. I wanted to sell real estate, but that was too difficult.
Cut to 4 days later.
And then I thought maybe I'd be a librarian, but you know, a lot of people want to be librarians, and I couldn't get my foot in the door, so then I just ended up as a teacher. But Blat,
I didn't realize it was so difficult to be a real estate agent or a librarian.
Well, I was pretty lazy, it's true. But I want you to know that you should be whoever you want to be, and you shouldn't tie yourself to anyone who might have plans for you. You should just... be who you want to be, Blat. Be who you want to be, Blat. Be who you want to be, Blat.
The prophecy has been revealed, and I have attained my true form. Morrigu has risen because of Blat.
Egerton, you find yourself in a park, and it takes you a moment to get your bearings, and then you suddenly realize you sort of remember parts of this park. You see someone in the distance pushing an ice cream cart out of the park, and it all comes back.
I remember this. This is where, and then there was the flooding and the sharks, and oh no. Well, no, this is good, I guess, but Blat, Darcy, where Blat and Darcy? I thought I was bringing them with me. Where...
You said you were going to be bringing people with you, but you even had a piece of very long luggage, but it didn't work out. It's just you.
Well, yeah, it's just me, but how do we get to them?
How do we get to these people?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You just said, hey, I'm bringing people along, and it's just you. You didn't bring anyone.
Oh, no.
Hi, sorry, just popping in. Did someone have a claim for lost luggage on interstellar travel?
Oh yeah, that's me, over here.
Okay, here, just fill this out.
Oh, paperwork.
Oh, are you Motherton?
You're
Motherton!
I haven't heard that one.
Hi! Oh, you don't have to fill this out. I'll get this all filled out for you.
Oh,
it's so nice to meet you. I never thought I'd meet
you. What's your name?
Pegelsis.
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 Pegelsis is a lovely name.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to get this filled out, and we'll find that lost luggage on Motherton.
I just have a couple questions.
Okay, I'll get this filled out. Bye.
That was really unusual, right?
No, it's actually Pegelsis is a quite common name for the fae of this era.
Well, it is love.
Half the fae I work with are named Peglasis.
You work with a lot of fae?
Oh, yeah. Now that I had to incorporate the fae stones in with the portless fae, just show up like crazy.
That's so interesting. Okay, but what was that? Motherton?
Motherton.
Motherton.
Yeah, you are the first one.
Well, yeah, I think we figured that out. But the Motherton, that sounds kind of new and catchy.
Yeah, because you're the first one.
But how do they know that?
Because you're the first one.
But I
Gerhard! Gerhard!
Oh, wait. I think this might be another Peglasis.
Did it work? Did it work? What we were working on for so long? What happened?
Oh, yeah. So I was able to go back as far as the portals and the Fae Stone would allow me. And, I brought Motherton.
Hello.
Motherton? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you found the Motherton.
It's pretty simple. Now, what is happening with the M goddess? Oh, that's crazy. But at least I was able to get the mother too.
You know about her, too?
Oh, yeah. What I think we figured out is, like, something crazy has happened that caused something to move forward in time and is now erasing all of existence. So I have used my portals and the Fae Stones to try and get back as far as possible so we could, you know, live out a natural lifespan without being erased from existence.
That sounds lovely, but maybe we could stop the thing coming forward from erasing all of existence.
Here I am.
What?
Oh, hi. Sorry. Hi, Peglasis.
Hello, Peglasis.
Sorry. Should I get it? Are you of a... I don't want to jump the line.
We were just listening to the wisdom of Motherton, and I think Motherton's plan is obviously perfection, really.
Of course,
so I'm just listening to the grand words.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I have something to tell you when you're done, but go ahead.
I'd like to hear your news.
Oh, but I don't want to interrupt, Motherton.
You already actually interrupted, so...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, no, it's fine. No. Okie dokie. So, you know, maybe we can find some way of figuring out what it was that comes forward. Like, do you have a doohickey that measures time moving forward and looks for things that aren't supposed to be there?
My pants have several holes in them. I am not up on your technology. I'm using portals made out of sticks from special wood and the Fae Stones, which are scattered about. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, what if you show me how to go back, bring my friends forward, we all hang out here and have a picnic and figure out what's going on.
Is this a better time?
Yes. Oh, Peglasis.
Okay. Hi, Pegasus.
Hello, Peglasis.
We've lost your luggage permanently.
What? What do you mean permanently?
No, it's gone forever. But I do have a claim form I filled out already for you. Well, we can compensate you with a new fairy pouch.
Oh, fairy pouch. Yes. Okay. I could use a new fairy pouch.
You just need to sign this, Mother. So that says that you accept that fairy pouch in exchange for never suing or taking any action against what we lost. Thank you. Bye.
Wow, a new fairy pouch, Motherton. Who couldn't use a new fairy pouch?
Well, I mean, that's just true all the time.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but what about my friends? Don't you understand? Okay, there was three of us. Including me, we went back
there's
in
three
time.
Three Mothertons?
No, there's just the one me, but there's two other people. There was a half demon named Blatt and a human person named Darcy.
The Pantheon.
The Pantheon?
The Pantheon of fairy gods. I never knew that they would be human and half demon. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't make much sense at all. So that means that you are part demon and also part human.
What? But I never knew that.
They were like my lieutenants. They were my assistants.
Oh, assistants.
Yeah,
right.
So we need to go and get them, though.
So they assisted you in the...
All right. You know the rules. I've had the conversation. No loitering here at the tree in this park.
Why are you wearing all of that blue?
Yeah, really funny guy. You got a funny guy here? You got a funny guy?
No, we have no funny guys.
Well, no, I think I'm pretty funny.
No, you are not funny.
Oh, you want to be funny?
No.
I want to
be funny now, no.
All right. Well, let's just, like, move it along, all right? There's no ordering here. I'll ticket you.
Okay.
I'll do it.
What's the ticket?
All right, that's it. I'm ticketing you, but I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
I'm pulling out the pad.
Okay.
Right now, I'm pulling it out.
I see.
Son of a... Fine, I'm going to ticket you. That's it.
All right.
Here we go. Loitering. Mm-hmm. Three counts.
3.
Refusal to leave.
I loitered 3 times, or it's 1 for each of... Oh, thank you. Oh, look, it's got your signature on it. Do I give you the money?
No. Now let's go. Spread, let's move along. Get going. Spread out.
Okay, everyone, 3 steps back, please. This individual seems concerned about our proximity. That is called loitering in this world. So we all just need to space out a little more and speak more loudly to each other, okay?
That's it. I'm calling this in. Dispatch, I'm going to need a truck. We're going to need a truck.
Is that
here.
A communicator? I need it. I need it. Give me that. Moira. Moira, where are you? Moira.
Stop running.
Moira.
Quick. Help me. I'm in the park, Moira.
Psst. It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time, Another Bothers.
Hey everyone, we're back and we're having so much fun. It is so amazing to be back together. And we want to thank everyone for the reviews and for sharing the show and telling your friends and your family until they are tired of hearing about it. Word of mouth is how we grow and it means everything to us. So without further ado, I'm sure we have some special things lined up at this mid-roll. Let's get to it.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Look, okay, I've explained this before. The mid-roll is so everyone's listening and has something to pay attention to, so it's not just an ad that we don't have yet. I know.
So we don't want them to skip a thing that doesn't exist.
Yes.
But they're not paying attention to the rest of the show. They're only paying attention to the middle part.
What if we just did like product placement in the show? So let's say like, you know, I've got to file a report as Egerton and I use, you know, Bistock's liquid paper when I make a mistake.
Well, I don't know. Do you use that in your day-to-day life?
Well, no.
Well, how would that exist in this world?
Okay. Sometimes we need to take a little bit of a leap of faith and use our imagination, Sean. I don't know why you're struggling with this.
Like, I like Tostitos. Can we just talk about Tostitos, maybe?
Let's talk about Tostitos and the great flavor their new lime zest chips come with.
Mm.
I really can't get enough. I'm Egerton, your friend from The End of Time and Other Bothers.
I never knew that lime and chips could go so great together.
If you want a little bit of zest, try it with guacamole. Oh, look, the shattering.
Is it snack time yet?
Otherbothers.com.
Back at the Valley of the Lost Kings, time has moved forward, achingly slow. A few millennia for a couple clicks of a second hand, and we see Blatman's body arched dangerously backwards, still suspended in the air above the face stone. And now we see different demons slowly turning, dropping weapons, trying to flee as lightning moving fast, even at this slowed down speed, and striking them, sending them flying in every direction. And above Blatt's suspended body is a flash of darkness that precedes an ear-shattering boom as the goddess Morrigu is born into this reality, blossoming out of the darkness, her body forming up giant into the sky. And we are with Blatman, who is witnessing the birth of his goddess.
I know now why I was brought backwards in time. It was to ensure that this event happened. It couldn't possibly have been for any other reason. The other two were mere pawns to ensure this moment arrived.
And yet you fought me so gloriously. And it feels so good.
I'm sorry, so you're not my religion teacher? Is that what you're telling me? Yes! You've changed into I don't even know if I'm allowed to say your name now. Oh, what the hell, Morrigu. Morrigu, Morrigu, Morrigu.
Yes, speak it. Speak my name.
Oh, fine. You've got my body, and you're now born, and it exists, and you're gonna be able to take over all of reality, yada, yada, yada. But my subconscious, my soul, my whatever I am right now is still me, and if I'm just going to sit here in the back of my own evil cranium nattering away, well, I'm going to do just that. I don't like you, and I don't like this entire situation.
Oh, I know. But no, I'm going to fuse you back. You are going to be both, Blatt. You are going to be one, and you are going to be my first protector.
Blatt's forehead blazes with light as an image of a tree burns with cold ice into their skin.
You were meant to be this. But now, let us stop with all this prattling. Let us discuss how we are going to celebrate my birth. It is my first birthday. I want party hats, and I want party bags. And look, look at all the people who have come to attend my party.
Well, I see a lot of fleeing demons and shadow folk, but they're heading in the other direction. I'm not sure if they want to attend the festivities.
They must! I demand they attend my party.
All right, well, let's try calling them back. I'll try to take control over my body for just a moment.
Yes, let me return time to its more human speed.
And with that, chaos erupts.
People are fleeing. Darcy comes to her senses. Egerton is missing. We're not sure where Egerton is. And you hear screams and there's burning fire and you shadow demons are shouting.
Blatt!
And Blatt falls from 50 feet in the air towards the ground at high speed.
Blatt! Ah! Can you hear me? Blatt! Oh, this does not look good.
The goddess demands cake!
Oh, deja vu. Oh, no, not again, Blatt. Egerton! Egerton, where are you? Egerton? Egerton? Blatt! Blatt, snap out of it! You've been through all this before! You just have to fight it! We're not doing this again!
No, we're not doing this again, for this has not happened before. This is the moment. The first party. You, human, will find a bakery. Bring forth a magnificent cake. Upon it, you shall place a single candle. And provide enough party bags for anyone in attendance.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Namely, because if there was a bakery, it's destroyed. I don't know if you noticed all the fungal mush around us, but there is nothing in a very long while. And secondly, that's a really stupid request. Even if you did just go evil, I'd think you'd want something a little more important than a cake. What, for her? Over there? Yeah, we're not doing that for her. We're not pandering anymore to that one.
Actually, I was running the Fae Bakery, and if all of this could stop... I had to provide a cake. As long as this all stops, I just... Where'd my house go? Hello?
Pegasus, what are you saying? Get back here! Get back in this burning house!
I am a fae baker, and I will use my powers to save the universe if necessary. So this big black floating thing... What's a cake? Let's give it one!
Okay, I'll see if I can... Well, I guess the ovens are on because the whole house is on fire.
Let's gather ingredients. I think this cake is going to be very, dirt heavy.
We got lots of portobello.
Oh, well, that's edible, technically.
We zoom out and we see Lady Veth at the far edge of the field attempting to pull some of the troops into order. And then something catches our eye in the trees at the other edge of the clearing. And we see somebody straightening up and lowering some kind of looking glass. And it's Gary. And they have a very large smile on their face.
Yes, it's all going according to my plan.
What plan? I thought we were running.
Well, we did run, and now we've stopped running while we watch.
Yeah, the lieutenant is dead, and Lady Veth, we don't know where she is. Like, you know, technically, I think I'm the ranking officer.
Oh, yes, I think you are. And I shove him off.
I don't know what he fell into, but okay.
Now I'm the ranking officer. Well, my uncle's gonna be unhappy about this, but I guess I should, you know, get in there and see if I can't be part of the party planning committee.
Excuse me, you're standing on our portobello. We need that to make the cake.
Oh, well, you know, I'd like to help with that if I can.
I thought you were going to try to kill me.
Oh, no, the person who told me to do that's long gone now.
Oh, so you don't have any animosity towards us personally.
No, this is all political.
Oh, I suppose that...
It's kind of the family business, you know.
It makes it better, I guess.
Well, it's not better, it's just less bad, I think.
Well, you're not stabbing me, so I think that's what makes it better.
All right, so you're the one who's going to make the cake?
Well, the word cake is perhaps too big of a promise, but I'm going to make something to present at the party.
I've got dirt. And, well, now I have mushroom.
Well, mm-hmm. I found some strychnine.
Oh.
Strychnine? How'd you find strychnine?
Well, I sort of had a little stash.
You're keeping strychnine?
Sorry, I know I'm not
tasty.
Supposed to.
You put it on ice cream.
You put strychnine on ice cream?
Oh, that's what we do in Cranox.
Cranox?
Yeah, the big demon city.
This
is the next biggest city of all the demons.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
The Cranox.
Well, we call it, you know, Big Stinky Demon City.
Oh, that? Okay, now I know what you're saying, yeah.
So no on the strychnine, then?
Well,
I just feel like you don't have a lot of options there.
Oh, well, you know, I actually found these when I was running around. And it's these little cake things.
Little cake things?
Those look like Motherton fairy cakes.
That's an actual dessert item. We could use those.
You want? Yeah, here you go. You could take those and put them in with your cake. And I need to find some party bags and hats.
Oh, if you go to see the mushroom that's sort of imploded and on fire over there.
Wait, the red one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that one. The next one over.
Yeah.
That was the party supply shroom.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I'll go
just
over.
Just don't eat anything in there because, you know. Yeah, okay.
Wait, well, I guess it'll probably still have to sample things, though, to find out what they are.
Okay.
Give him the strychnine. We're not going to use it.
Yeah, use some of that. Here,
okay.
Thank
good
you.
Job, strychnine. I'll give away all that strychnine.
What are we going to do with strychnine?
Oh, here's your bottle back.
Oh, well, now I know. What are we going to do with the body is more of a better pressing question.
No, he says he eats it on ice cream. I think he'll be okay.
Okay, should we get this dirt back?
Yeah.
And maybe we could, enlarge this fairy cake? I don't know what kind of fairy cake it is. It smells like cherries.
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry to intrude on... What's this? The party planning committee? Is that it?
Yeah, it's the party planning committee.
Right, and who are you?
Well, I'm Gary.
Oh, that's Gary?
That's your name, Gary?
Yeah, I'm Lieutenant Gary.
Right, and you were fighting with the demons.
Well, I was, but that's just because I had to.
It's political!
Yes, it's a family thing, and I was forced to show up.
I'm
Tweedledee. Always political.
Yeah.
Hello, Twiddly. I think we met earlier.
Yeah,
in fact,
we did.
You may have helped to build my house,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You're in construction?
Listen, everyone. Has anyone seen a fair... Well, I think you know who I'm talking about. The Motherton. The old Motherton.
They get very excited by that word.
They do. They do. Have you guys seen the Motherton anywhere around here?
Oh, I could go get her.
You can go get the Motherton?
Yeah, of course. Can't you?
No. Well, I can't right now,
it's
anyway.
It's the Motherton. All face streams lead to the Motherton.
Well, that's great. If you could get the Motherton back here, let me know where the Motherton is. That would be really helpful.
Sure. Who are you again?
I'm Darcy.
Right, Darcy. Okay, thank you. I'll be back.
Okay, thank you. Excellent.
I just realized we could get the helmets from all these dead demons and make them party hats.
So I don't think...
Look at me. I'm a demon. I can't see very well because this is too big. And I'm falling over. Okay, it might be too heavy for practical use, but still, I'm thinking. No one else is thinking. I've got a cake that's just... fairy cakes with dirt and mushrooms on them. Actually, I don't have to keep the dirt and the mushrooms anymore. Okay, success! We have fairy cakes!
I don't think what you're doing is very important right now. Shouldn't we figure out where all your other fellow fae are? Where are they? What's happened to them? Are they okay? Are any of them hurt? Do they need help? Do they maybe need ministrations?
You ask a lot of questions.
I do. It's how I get things done, Gary.
The Ice Dragon is circling far, far above and has seen enough. Snowball sets a downward trajectory at high speed right for the crater in the center of the field and happens to be coming in right as Lady Veth is marshaling her troops to advance.
What are you doing? Wait, stop running there! Get back here! We are not finished!
I feel sort of finished, Lady Veth.
That's a giant cloud demon god thing. I can't fight that.
We are never finished. I can't believe how difficult it was just to take, three little useless people? Why couldn't we do that?
Sereth had the one of the little people, and then one of the little people turned into a big spike thing and killed Sereth.
Well, that is a setback. Now, where's Gary? Has anyone seen Gary?
Have you seen Gary?
No one's seen Gary.
I saw him get thrown! Thrown way over there!
Oh, well, at least he's probably been dealt with. That'll be one blessing that comes out of this. All right, the rest of you, form up! Form up! We will not be taken out by these people!
But just as long as you promise, nothing else. It's just these three and we're out.
Yes, if you can get them, we will be out. That's all I want.
It's just three. We should be able to do that now.
Three. Yeah, three. A human, a beastie, a demon, and a kumquat.
That's right, a kumquat. How hard is that to find?
Okay. All right, let's do it. All right, in line. Everyone in line. All right, forward, left, march, right.
Charge! And that's when Snowball the Ice Dragon explodes out of the clouds and within seconds impacts into the crater, sending up dust and a shockwave that rolls outward, sending everyone flying backwards.
Ah!
And then a large neck and head emerges, and a very large dragon begins to lumber out of the crater, and they do not look happy.
Run away! Run away! No, this is too much! Nope. Run away!
This is gonna ruin our party.
Psst. Psst. My mother did.
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, hi. Shh.
What? Why are we being quiet?
Because you're in a weird human cage thing.
Oh, no. They're bringing me some food. They took my shoes. It's all fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And some of the people, the humans, seem a little mean.
Oh, they're very mean. Yes. Yes. They hit and they bite and they say mean things about my height.
Look at my arm.
Oh, yeah. They gave you a rug burn there, right?
Tweedledee.
Yeah, Tweedledee! How are you doing?
I'm good, Mom. I'm just here to bring you back.
Where are we going?
I forgot. No, it'll come to me. She's like, okay, I'll try and I can't remember that. I'm gonna mime it out. Okay.
Right, here we go. Oh, snuffle sore. Darcy.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Darcy,
that was it, yeah. She would like you to come back.
Oh, okay. How do we do that?
Oh, well, you're the Motherton. You just think of whoever you are worried about, right? And you just, you can go see anyone. Just like we can come and see you.
Yeah, but I think I need to, be near one of the fey lines.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a fey line in the park near here.
Oh yeah, I've been in that one before.
Oh, so okay. Well, why don't I sneak you out of here?
Okay.
And we'll just go to the. Here comes one of those mean people.
Hey, Tommy. It is your turn for the toilet. So we'll step out of the way.
Oh my. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
He's so sweaty.
That can't be healthy.
Stop it.
I told them not to eat the fairy cakes.
Okay. Just breathe, Ron. Just breathe.
The futuristic human anatomy doesn't handle the magic well.
Oh, neither does our nostril system.
No.
Okay.
Well, I think we should be good. Okay. Tommy, you okay?
Blew my pants right off.
Yeah, that's a mess.
It's supposed to just overflow that thing like that?
All right. Was that Tommy again? Tommy? Now we have to turn out the cell again and transfer you all to another one. I wish you would stop doing that.
Okay.
Then you should stop arresting me and putting me into small cells.
Then you should stop breaking the law. How about that?
Nope. I don't see how the two are connected.
All right, listen, get up, get right. your thing, I guess.
Yeah, my little pouch.
That's right,
I got
whatever
it right
that
here.
Thing is. And we're going to transfer you to the next cell. No funny business, okay?
None at all. No
you
funny
talk
business.
You funny, and I don't trust you.
I do talk funny. So, look over there, a distraction.
What are you, where's, what?
Run away!
Okay, fly! Okay.
I can't fly.
Oh, I'll carry you.
Oh, what?
Okay,
wait a minute!
I'm not going to reach the window!
Ow!
Okay, I'm gonna try again.
It's okay, okay.
Okay.
One, two, three, and
there we go!
Before you move me, could I use the bathroom for a second?
I appreciate what you've done here. Those demons don't seem like they're really into my party, I will point out. But I like the hats.
Wait. Perhaps they could sing you a song.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'd love a song. I've never heard a song. I've heard of songs. This would be the first song I've ever actually heard.
Happy birthday, evil dark thing in the sky. Happy birthday,
evil dark thing in the sky. Happy birthday, evil dark thing in the sky. Happy birthday to you.
Don't kill us. Here are some gigs.
That's amazing. Gladman, this is the best first day party ever.
And now everyone should eat the cakes.
Yes, everyone, eat the cakes.
They're more like pies.
Kill that one. Now eat the pie cakes.
Oh, I actually got kind of full on strychnine a little.
Kill that one.
Oh, what? Well, I'll just walk away. Sorry. My bad. It's on me. They told me we were going to have cake, and I just took all the strychnine back.
Oblat. Oblat, wake up.
I'm pure consciousness. Oh, what a terrible nightmare.
Yes, you're in your body. I need your help, Oblat.
I'm in my body?
Yes.
So I'm off the hook?
No, you are still the first protector, but you and Bladman share the same body.
Oh.
But not that. Stay. I need Blad, not Bladman.
Okay. So right now I'm me, and that's okay. What do you need my help with? And did a party just happen here? What's with all this stuff lying around?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. You had an amazing conga line. It was so amazing.
Well, thanks for inviting the other half of me to it.
Well, you know, one of you is just a bit more fun. But I need you now, Brad. I need you. I can't do this without you. I've gotten a summons from something called Hallmark.
Can I see that for a moment?
Yeah, something about illegal use of copyrighted material. And I don't understand it.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't have mentioned this name at all. We should have called it something else, like, just off the top of my head, because this is the first birthday for a demonic character, but Hellmark might have been a bit better. Speaking of Hellmarks, what's this thing here burned into the center of my forehead? Is this a train?
Can we stay on topic? I don't understand why I have to pay this fee for a bunch of people singing a song I didn't even ask them to sing.
Well, the law's a bit tricky here. Some say that this particular song is so popular that perhaps the fair usage is in effect.
Oh, I like that. That sounds good.
The other people can be kind of particular about this and demand some money up front.
I don't like that part.
It all depends really on how many people listen to the singing of the song. I mean, really, realistically, how many people do you think heard the singing of the song?
Well, in the clearing?
Just the clearing.
Well, I may have broadcast. I was a little excited. I may have broadcasted.
You broadcasted that?
Well, I was sort of proud that it may be the first Godcast ever.
All right, so how many people do you think maybe ballpark listened to the broadcast of the song?
Through all time or within a window of time?
Through all time?
Well, yes, I broadcast it.
So people in the future heard this?
Oh, yes, they really enjoyed it.
Well, wait a second. If people from the future heard it, maybe that's past the point where people would want to sue about it or even courts exist at all.
Oh, yes. Yes, like, you know how, the rules where after a certain period of time you can't sue anymore. What if we move the court case so far in the future?
Like maybe right before the planet stops existing.
I love you so much, Platt.
Great, so could I stay this Blatt?
No.
The Other Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Carter Siddle, Michael Howie, and Marisa King. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Amata McElvey. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Kona, Lillianne Johnston, Rin, and Becky Arenavar. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
And suddenly, Egerton can see the lines of energy connecting him to so many forgotten places. But one of them stands out and calls to him.
What am I supposed to do now?
And we're back.
All right. I got it.
No, you know what he's going to get it with.
Ah, my little friend.
All right, troops. Okay, it's just me, but I'm ready to go. I'm turning into Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
gotta get my demonic picnic basket.
Picnic basket.
Hey, Boo Boo, we gotta make sure this Morrigan gets a good party.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issued prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.